You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I'm so pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is Chaplain Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt, former chaplain, retired from the United States Navy, and he is the host of Pray in Jesus' Name. Pray in Jesus' Name, and you can find the website as well, which is also Pray in Jesus' Name. He is listed as a contributor here at Chosen Generation Radio because he's on our program on a monthly basis, and we're excited to welcome him to that monthly visit with us. Chaps, welcome aboard. Great to have you, sir.
Good morning, Pastor Greg. God bless you and your listeners today in Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you so very much. Well, you know, I believe that there's a lot of evidence to suggest that Christianity is a target here in our country. Certainly, you know, we've got the Joe Kennedy case that's coming up before the Supreme Court. And I think, or at least we hope it's going to get seen before the Supreme Court. And, you know, that's a pretty egregious situation. But Christianity has been persecuted all across our country. And we know that communism, which is something that is rising in this nation, does not want Christianity thriving. As a matter of fact, it can't have Christianity thriving in our country in order for them to put forth their ideologies. I know you put out all the time a lot on your emails issues and places where Christianity is under attack, but relative to the specific issue of the Marxist ideology and the concept of communism and how it has infiltrated so much of Christianity, and Christian churches in particular, can you talk about what you may be seeing and some of the concerns you have regarding the threat of communism to Christianity here in America?
Well, we just interviewed George Barna on our TV show, and he is a Christian pollster. Mm-hmm. And he is saying now, just broadly speaking, among religious views for millennials, that the next generation of young people, you know, older than 18 or so, but they're taking polls showing that 43% of young people are now in what they call the nuns category or the don'ts category. They don't believe in God, or they don't know if God exists, or they don't care. And so those are not stone-cold atheists. That's less than 5% of the population. But the people who are agnostic have made a great leap. It used to be, I guess, back in the 90s, I would say about 20% of the population. Now it's 43% of millennials are in the don't category. So we are losing our religion unless churches have an active youth program to mentor the next generation of young people. We're not focused on. Barna also told us that for a young person to learn the gospel by age 13, that chances are when you are old, you will still have the same religious beliefs that you formed when you were 13 years old. So it's important for churches to have a youth program to mentor young people. I think the lack of God in the mentoring of young people.
Sorry about that. Go ahead. What happened, and folks, I encourage you, I went over to Chosen Generation Radio. I wanted to bring up, because I've got some of Barna's research in one of my most recent posts that I put up, and I had failed to remember to realize that my video is playing live on my page. So I guess the good news is we know that that you can watch the video at ChosenGenerationRadio.com right now live.
Well, I heard that man talking, and I'm like, he's really smart. Who is that man? And that was me. So
yeah, excellent, excellent. Well, you know, I it's interesting, right? Because another couple of things, you know, 72% of the people, according to Barna, argue that people are basically good. There's some challenges with that. It contradicts scripture. 71% consider feelings, experience, or the input of friends, family as their most trusted source of moral guidance. And 52% claim that determining moral truth is up to each individual. There are no moral absolutes that apply to everyone all the time. That in particular, chaps, to me is a very scary statistic. Moral guidance and 52% claim
the boomer generation
moral
or
truth is up
what
to
used to be the greatest
individual.
Generation, the World War II era fighters who defended America in Europe. They have a much greater affinity to Christianity, of course. A majority are Christian, and it's just the young people that I'm more worried about. But when you say the infiltration of socialism, communism, I think a lot of that's coming in through our education system. The teachers' unions in most public schools are run by leftist Democrats. We just saw an election in Virginia where the major candidate for the Democrat Party argued that parents should be kept out of public schools. And thank God Terry McAuliffe lost that election, because that's a faulty argument. But I read a quote on Facebook this week. It's foolish to allow your enemy to train your children. And I don't consider Democrats enemies, but the quote is poignant, because it makes you wonder, why are we allowing public school teachers to teach leftist ideology or socialism or even communism? Obviously, Marxism is taught in most colleges now, and Marxism results in economic disaster, but the young people today are defending it because they've learned that, well, he had some good ideas, but, you know, obviously, whenever they're implemented, they result in destruction.
Well, and I think we've got to be really careful with you know, that particular concept, because that becomes part of the indoctrination process. It's incremental in communism. The goal is to incrementally, with each passing generation, to bring incremental changes in the mindset. And part of that is the concept that man is inherently good. I mean, everybody wants to believe that they're good or think that they're good, but the Bible clearly tells us that that's not the case. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We have a nature within us that draws us into doing things that are the exact opposite of God's objective moral standards. The good news, and this is what I think has failed to be preached these days, chaps, the good news is that Jesus Christ came to set you free. And John 3 really lays it out when Nicodemus says, well, how can a man be born again? Because Jesus says you must be born again to be set free from that human nature, from that desire to pursue darkness over light. And it goes back to Paul even talking about it in Galatians. We're crucified with Christ. It's something that happens that only God can do inside of you. And that is, you have to allow your old sin nature to literally die on that cross. And the good news, the true freedom and liberty for which our founders established our country, is the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness that one can have on the other side of the cross, right here, right now, in America. And that was the American experiment, if you will, was this idea that Christianity could lead the way to a great nation and show how true Christianity would make a difference. Marxism is Satan's attempt at trying to counterfeit that by eliminating God and making government God. And that's our battle today, chaps, I think.
Yes. And sometimes they point to the Bible and they say, well, Jesus was a Marxist. But that's, there's nothing further from the truth.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus told the parable of the talents, actually. He's going to, when God comes to judge, he's going to take money away from the foolish man who squandered one talent and give it to the capitalist who had 10 talents and invested wisely. So Jesus is smart about investing. Also, the disciples in the book of Acts, they voluntarily gave their wealth to charity to feed the poor. They never asked the Romans to come in and seize their neighbor's goods. So that's the Marxist model uses government force and extreme taxation it's property theft. And the disciples are obviously against theft. They are in favor of voluntary charity. Big difference.
Well, and Ananias, and Riff, I just might add, too, because somebody might come in and say, well, what about Ananias and Sapphira? What about that? Well, let me just very quickly hit that, because Ananias and Sapphira had agreed with the community that they were going to bring a certain amount of the property. The conditional sale of their property was conditioned upon a vow that they had made relative to what they were going to bring into the house of God for the poor, to be able to bless the poor and take care of people within the community. And they withheld a portion of the vow that they had made. That's the issue. They made a vow before God for what they would do. A voluntary vow, I might add. It wasn't a mandatory vow. The story is that the condition of the sale was based upon an understanding of what they had promised that they would do. Back with more right after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a 2-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts
and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is John MacArthur inviting you to join me for Portraits of Grace. One of my seminary professors once told me that the Christian life is simply becoming what you are. Because you are a child of God, you need to live like someone in his family would live. In fact, the root of the Greek word for worthy in the phrase walk worthy refers to equalizing scales. That means there ought to be a perfect harmony between who you are and how you live. And when you don't live as a Christian should live, you fail in your commitment to Christ. Remember, though, that your obedience to God cannot be conformity to rules and regulations based on fear or legalistic pride. Rather, make sure your obedience is conformity to righteousness based on gratitude and a deep love for Christ. This is John MacArthur, trusting your lives are portraits of grace.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy until He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass as well. Very pleased to have with me Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. And again, want to remind you that you can find him at the CG Contributors page, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, under CG Contributors. Head over to his website, Pray in Jesus' Name, and be sure and check out where he is broadcasting. More than likely, you can watch his program as well. And he does great interviews, brings on incredible guests, and covers a lot of very important stuff, a lot like we do here on Chosen Generation Radio. Well, chaps, some good news out of the great state of Texas, where I just kind of happened to reside. But Texas had an amendment, and it was the Texas Freedom to Worship Act. And Texans, in large numbers, overwhelmingly supported this. This is going to stop government, whether it's city, county, or state, from closing churches for whatever particular thought process they're having in mind. I think this is a great thing, Japs.
Yes, Texans voted overwhelmingly to approve 8 amendments to the Texas Constitution, including a nursing home amendment for essential caregiving, and also religious freedom protections. Although freedom of religion is already guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Constitution, now the new amendment spells out that government bodies are not permitted to restrict religious worship or assembly. And of course, this came in wake of the COVID-19 restrictions that some local governments, including those in Travis County, Austin, Texas, had been implementing against churches. But the voters of Texas decided, 62% in favor of the new Religious Freedom Act, which is now in their constitution. And here's the direct quote from the new act. No human authority ought, in any case whatever, to control or interfere with the rights of conscience in matters of religion. And no preference shall ever be given by any law to any religious society mode of worship. So you can't favor one religion over another, but you also cannot restrict their ability to worship. Here's another quote. The state or political subdivision of this state may not enact, adopt, or issue a statute, order, proclamation, decision, or rule that prohibits or limits religious services, including religious services conducted in churches, congregations, and places of worship, in this state by a religious organization established to support and service the propagation of a sincerely held religious belief, end quote.
And of course, it's interesting how, you know, media covers these things, because you've got media that are out there blasting Texas, saying that, you know, Texans don't care about health, safety, and so on and so on. Look, you know, to me, freedom of religion is something that is enshrined in our Constitution, and it should be the decision of each individual to be able to decide whether or not they want to go and attend services on a Sunday morning or a Saturday night or whenever their church is meeting. And that decision is not something that should be interfered with or hindered by government entities or government agencies. It's a freedom issue. It's a personal decision for someone to be able to make, chaps.
Yes, we were talking about how colleges teach Marxism and anti-Christian beliefs. The county of Travis County, which is Austin, Texas, which is where University of Texas resides, they voted the other way. They voted 65% against religious freedom, whereas statewide, it was 62% for religious freedom. So you can see how the academic centers are really promoting anti-Christian thought or against religious freedom. They literally wanted the government to come in and shut down your churches and arrest your pastors, like they're doing in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Right.
We had Pastor Art Pawlowski on our show talking about his arrest. Thank God for Texas. God bless Texas, America. There's a song in there somewhere. I think people should be celebrating religious freedom in every state. I wish it was so here in Colorado.
Well, and again, you know, this is something that was voted by the people. And thankfully, you know, we were able to get the message through to our legislators to say, listen, we want protection because we apparently need it, even though, as you said, this is enshrined in the Constitution. The government shall make no law that inhibits the free exercise of religious practices. And yet we see this happening all across the country where this battle is going in. I wonder real quickly, too, if you don't mind, Jefferson, maybe you've been following this, but Judd Saul, if you're familiar with Judd, has put out finally his movie, Enemies Within the Church. It was a crowdfunded project. And that film has finally had its release. And there's a trailer, but you can go to enemieswithinthechurch.com. And it talks about why it's so important that you maintain and have a true biblical world view as an American, because our American Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, were birthed out of a great awakening. They were birthed out of a Christian biblical world view movement that declared that all men are created equal. Did we create a perfect union when we began? No, we did not. But it said so that we might create a more perfect union. And our founders understood that the means by which you accomplished that was the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was a critical underpinning, in my opinion, chaps, relative to what made America great and what will make America great again.
Amen. Judd Saul is a friend. I have preached at his gatherings in Iowa, and I'm going to get him back on our show to promote that as well. So thank you, Pastor. Our website is PrayInJesusName.org. Again, PrayInJesusName.org. We have a book there, How to Liberate the World, a step-by-step guide to take back your country. We want to make that available to your audience. So thank you for having me on the show and for anyone who wants to sign up for our newsletter, it's free. Email alerts are free when you visit PrayInJesusName.org.
And be sure and do that, folks. Chaps is a great partner to our ministry here. We so appreciate him. We appreciate Pray in Jesus Name, and we encourage you to get aligned with them as well so you can stay up to date with the things that are going on. We're going to take a quick break. Hour number two is coming up straight ahead. Chaps, as always, God bless you, my friend. In the name of Jesus Christ, may he continue to advance your ministry and touch and change lives. Amen. Back after this.
This week, Chuck Swindoll draws insight for living from the deep well of Matthew's gospel.
When you face a dilemma, listen to the quiet voice of integrity, not the shout of the majority. The majority is seldom right.
Chuck Swindoll's comprehensive study through the book of Matthew is coming to a crescendo. Join us this week to hear Insight for Living.